This simple transparency disclosure bill would require that they tell us if it's a gene therapy product. That you're looking at there, how to make an edible vaccine, that was published in the year 2000. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, very straightforward. They've known how to put vaccines in vegetables for a very, very long time. And now they're doing it. Now they're going to do it.
And that's what this is. It's vaccinating you through your food because they know there's all kinds of different reasons why people don't want to put the needle injection into their arm. I mean, there's a litany of reasons. So they figure, well, we'll just trick you. We'll deceive you. We'll put the vaccines in the food and you won't even know what hit you. And it's all proof right here. You've got the proof. You working with legislators, putting out basic, common sense, reasonable, easy to read and understand bills, and they're fighting it tooth and nail because if you knew what they were doing to our food, you wouldn't eat it.
Who would? And, you know, I believe you got a break coming up, but I'll tell you after the break, I would love to tell you guys about Bill Gates' factory meat. And why that's such a big risk, because, you know, these guys, you got to understand the evil that these people, I mean, it's just mind blowing. And, you know, there's a reason that the WHO is willing to pull the recommendation for children to get vaccinated. It's because they don't need to. They're going to try and put it in your food and poison you. Yep. So now they don't need the kids to get vaccinated because they're going to sneak it in and force you to do it that way.
Yep.
If you can't eat without it, they're going to know.
All right, one existential crisis to the next. Tom Renz joins me now with just devastating news, truly. And we heard about this last year, the idea, the potential, or even the practice that mRNA injections were being put into cattle and farm animals and essentially the animals eventually that we eat, mRNA being injected into the animals that we eat. And at first they said, no, that's not happening. That's not the case. It's not going on. Well, unfortunately now that is exactly the case. And Thomas Renz has the receipts to prove it. He joins me now. Okay, so as if the mRNA injections weren't enough of a disaster with all the arms, the human arms they've put them in, now they're going to put them into the animals. What do you think is going on here, Thomas Renz?
Well, I mean, you know, they didn't kill enough with the first round of jabs, so they need to keep going, I guess. Yeah, listen, this is unbelievable. And just so that you know, Owen, because I had a couple people respond to this, say, you know, well, I'm just going to eat veggies. That ain't going to help. It ain't going to help because they're doing it there, too. In fact, it appears that it would be easier from a scientific perspective to get the gene therapy aspects of the mRNA jabs into humans through engineered vegetables than for animals. But, you know, I've got going back all the way, and we've been all over this. We've been posting it on Twitter, and it's honestly, it's the most viral thing I've ever had. We're over 4 million impressions on one tweet right now. But collectively, we're looking at many, many, many millions of views and eyes.
Wow. Thank God. Let me tell you, that is so key because that would have not happened if Elon Musk did not buy Twitter. Wow.
That's true. And, you know, by the way, it appears in many ways that I'm still shadow banned. I mean, Elon's doing a great job, and I support that Musk is making these moves, and I'm grateful that he is. But, you know, it's a big company. There's still stuff going on there. You know, this stuff should have been in less than 2 days. We had over 4 million tweets. You would have thought every word in that tweet would have been trending. But we had almost nothing trending from there. And honestly, I've tried to post certain things that I wasn't allowed to post. It just wouldn't let me post them until I got rid of certain words. So I think Elon's doing a great job, but I think he's got more work to do on that. But anyways, we are getting the word out. Praise God. It's getting all over the place. And, you know, people are not happy about this. So we got a good, honest legislature, and there is one, at least one of them. Holly Jones, she works with me. She's a great friend, and she's elected as a House rep in Missouri. She sponsored Missouri House Bill 1169. Does three things, Owen, three things. First, requires disclosure if a product has gene therapy qualities. Seems pretty straightforward. Second, It requires that if there are gene therapy aspects of a product, that any information about its transmissibility or shedding be something that you can request. And third, it requires informed consent for any sort of a medical intervention or gene therapy, including all benefits and risks, not just side effects, but serious adverse events of special interest, because those were excluded, as you know, from the disclosures on the COVID shots. So now three things. So we don't ban anything in this bill. It's a two-page bill, no riders, and it's in deeply red, very Republican Missouri. So you'd think it's an easy pass, right? It is being resisted like you can't believe. The rhino wing of the Republican Party in Missouri is battling this. They've sold out to the lobbyists tooth and nail. They don't want you to know that they're going to put gene therapy drugs into your food and poison you with
it. I was going to say, that's all Big Pharma lobbying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The number one producer of seeds in this country is Bayer Monsanto. I think they're the number one producer in the world. Monsanto, owned by Bayer. Bayer is a pharmaceutical company, right? It always comes back to Big Pharma. Bill Gates, largest holder of agricultural land in the United States, right? You got CCP, owns tons of our farmland. These CCP-owned factory farms, the Gates factory farms. See, these guys, they're the reason that these guys are opposing this. So you've got the Cattlemen's Association, the Pork Association, and I posted all the lobbyists that opposed House Bill 1169 in Missouri, and I posted the Emerging Issues Committee phone numbers and emails, so feel free to get a hold of them. It's on my Twitter, @RensTom. And, you know, we posted this online so that people can contact these people and let them know. Let them know. Do you want informed consent, or do you want them to sell out to the lobbyists? Do you want Bill Gates and his factory farms to be able to do this? But you know, the most shocking thing about this, or well, I don't even know if there can be a most shocking thing about this at this point. But one of them, Owen, the lobbyists that testified right after I did. Do you know? I want you to brace yourself. Do you know why he opposed this? He said that if we're required to disclose this, we're going to have to put labels on all of our GMO foods. So what he's saying is that all of their GMO foods, they know they're affecting our genes. Did you know that? Because I didn't.
Well, that's actually amazing, because this issue, they basically found a way to have certified organic not actually be organic. Like they've rigged that whole certified organic through the USDA system, that there's certain protocols that they can pass to get certified organic, but to actual organic people, they know that that's not actually organic. So they had to start new private endeavors, like the non-GMO project, to put those labels on the food products, because the U.S. government was giving the food processing and producers a loophole that, okay, well, it's not fully organic, but if you match these characteristics, we'll give you the organic label, even though it's not organic. So they're basically telling you, if you knew what we were actually putting in your food, you wouldn't eat it.
That's literally their opposition to the bill. They literally said, well, we'd have to label everything. We can't do that. Well, wait a second. Are you kidding me? So, you know, the good thing about that, Owen, is that means that all I need to do is come up with the studies showing that the GMO foods that they're already creating are causing health issues. And man, have I got a lawsuit. I got a great one right there. So we're just going to have to do some homework and get that information, because apparently they've been knowingly poisoning us and screwing with us for a number of years.
Yep.
But yeah, that doesn't take away from the fact that this bill would change that, right? This simple transparency disclosure bill would require that they tell us if it's a gene therapy product. That you're looking at there, how to make an edible vaccine, that was published in the year 2000. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, very straightforward. They've known how to put vaccines in vegetables for a very, very long time. And now they're doing it. Now they're going to do it.
And that's what this is. It's vaccinating you through your food, because they know there's all kinds of different reasons why people don't want to put the needle injection into their arm. I mean, there's a litany of reasons. So they figure, well, we'll just trick you. We'll deceive you. We'll put the vaccines in the food. and you won't even know what hit you. And it's all proof right here. You've got the proof. You working with legislators, putting out basic, common sense, reasonable, easy to read and understand bills, and they're fighting it tooth and nail because if you knew what they were doing to our food, you wouldn't eat it.
Who would? And, you know, I believe you got a break coming up, but I'll tell you after the break, I would love to tell you guys about Bill Gates' factory meat and why that's such a big risk. Because, you know, these guys, you got to understand the evil that these people, I mean, it's just mind blowing. And, you know, there's a reason that the WHO was willing to pull the recommendation for children to get vaccinated. It's because they don't need to. They're going to try and put it in your food and poison you. Yep. So now they don't need the kids to get vaccinated because they're going to sneak it in and force you to do it that way.
Yep.
If you can't eat without it, they're going to know.
Or you just won't even be allowed to go to the grocery store unless you take your injection. I mean, they got all kinds of ways to turn us into their slaves. But we're going to be fighting it tooth and nail. Thomas Renz is with us. Now, folks, I barely even plugged today because this news is so important. But hell, you might need to get some emergency food because in the future, you won't be able to eat anything without getting your mRNA. So, you know, you might need some emergency food from InfoWarsStore.com just to avoid the vaccines they're putting in the food. That's how crazy it is.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, there's so much to cover here in this story beyond just them vaccinating you through the food. Oh, you don't want that needle in your arm because you know the repercussions? Well, they're going to find a way to get it into your body. And through the food is the agenda, the backup plan. And this is why Bill Gates is buying up so much farmland. I believe the number one owner of farmland in the United States now is Bill Gates. And Thomas Renz, my guest, was just about to get into that with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I mean, you've heard, and I'm sure, I mean, it's InfoWars, right? So the people watching this know the truth. Well, everybody's heard that Bill Gates wants to get rid of meat and only have factory meat, right? Well, let's think about this. Let's think about where this goes. Now, if you trust Bill Gates, you're going to call me a conspiracy theorist. But if you trust Bill Gates, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. So when you inject this stuff into the cows or into the pigs or whatever, an mRNA vaccine that goes into them is going to be something that RNA is not necessarily going to be compatible with human RNA. But what happens if you're creating a factory meat, right? So this yummy stuff that we're looking at here on the screen, what happens if you create that? Now, that meat is a protein, and it's an artificial protein. It can be anything they want, right? It can be any type of protein they want. So if they wanted to create a protein that was an artificial protein that had the qualities of a vaccine that would affect humans, where better to do it than a factory? And are you telling me that we should trust Bill Gates? I mean, really, at this point, you know, the human genocide machine, I mean, this guy is insane in every sense of the term, in my opinion. And yeah, he's been out here. How many comments does the guy got to make about population control? You know, I mean, he's done vaccination drives around the world where he's been just shredded. I mean, he's not welcome in many of the countries around the world. He's
Oh, it's well known. I mean, it used to be the white lab coats show up in Africa. They'd think, oh, this is great. They're going to bring us medicine and healing. Now the white lab coats show up in Africa. They run for the hills. They hide because they know they bring death and suffering. I mean, how do we get people? Because this is what it is. How do we get people to understand that the Bill Gates of the world, whether you agree with them or not, you have to understand the way they think, folks. They believe they've transcended humanity. The idea of humanity and civilization, they believe they've transcended it. They're ready to put it in the past. They're ready to put it in the dust. That's how they feel about you. They've seen the growth of humanity. They've seen the expansion of humanity, and they want to stop it. They want to put a halt to it. They want to end it. And they don't want to see humanity in the future on planet Earth. They want to see their vision, which whatever it is, humanless, robots, AI, resources, maybe they're, you know, thinking they're going to work with aliens or intergalactic or, you know, demons or something like that. I don't know. That's what it is, though. They've decided we don't like the growth of humanity. We don't want humanity to expand on Earth and into space. So we're going to stop it right now, right here, right now. That's what they're doing. How do we get people to understand that?
Well, you know, we got to keep talking about Owen, but let me take what you just said there, right? So 5 years ago, if you'd said that to me, and I was a guest on your show, I'd have hung up. I'd have said, that's insane. Have you lost your mind? Now, over the last 3 years, I've been just brutalized with truths that I would never have even thought possible. And, you know, what you just said is something that when I was listening to it, I found myself thinking two things. One is, this sounds like science fiction. But two is, but it's not. The reason it's not, and the reason I know it's not, is not because I've said it and not because you said it, but because our opponents have said it. Because Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari have gone on TV repeatedly and talked about the end of Homo sapiens. The end of the human race, the end of, we are the last generation of Homo sapiens. They're going to get rid of us. They're going to change our genetics. We're no longer going to be in the image of God. We're going to be in the image of whatever it is that they've got us in the image of. That's what they're telling us, right? And as insane as this sounds, I mean, every time I say it, it sounds insane. I hear myself saying this. I'm like, what the hell's happened to me? Have I lost my mind? Except for I'm not. I'm repeating what they've said, and I'm trying to tell people, listen, go watch. Go to, you know, Clay Clark has a wonderful thing on timetofreeamerica.com. He's got all these things broken down. You can listen to Harari and Schwab talking about this. These are the Bill Gates partners in crime. These are the guys, you know, Soros, Gates, Schwab, and Harari. They're all the same. They're all pushing for this. And the thing about it is you've got to understand, I'm a fact guy. I'm an evidence guy. I'm my namesake, Doubting Thomas, right? I just don't believe things. I don't do the whole conspiracy theory thing. It's a theory until it's a fact, though. And now, as I've gone through and I've done this research and I've done this work, I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. You know, if a serial killer is holding a gun to your head and says, I'm going to shoot you, do you say, no, I don't believe you. That's nonsense. Nobody shoots people. I mean, these guys are literally, they've got the power. They've got the capacity, and they've been doing it for a long time. Should we not believe them when they tell us that they want to end Homo sapiens, that they want to end humanity as we know it, that they want to, you know, do whatever it is? They're going to, humans are hackable creatures. God is fake news. You know, we're going to be connected to the internet or you'll die. I mean, that's what they're saying. It's their words. I think it's insane. I think they've lost their minds. But should I not do anything about it? Should I just stand aside and bury my head in sand and say, yeah, some of, you know, the richest, most powerful people in the world are trying to end humanity, but I think it's ridiculous, so I'm going to just ignore it.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, right there. That is actually part of the justification of the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs and the Hararis, is because they see humanity burying their heads in Kim Kardashian's ass. They see, you know, they see humans burying their heads in nonsensical crap. And they're just taking the abuse over and over and over again. So in Bill Gates' mind, they're like, yeah, it's over for you. You're the dodo bird. You're going to go extinct now. You're going to be conquered by superior beings. And that's how they look at themselves. But, you know, here's how I try to explain it, because this is kind of a common theme that we see outside of the world of politics or whatever, right? It's somebody shares an image from the 70s that's supposed to be depicting the future, and it's amazing infrastructure and huge skyscrapers and flying vehicles and jetpacks and all this stuff. It's like empowering humanity. And people's like, what happened to the future? This is the future I was given. There was a whole movie about it called Tomorrowland. Folks, you're in the scientific future. It's just not for you. You're not getting the advanced technology. You're not getting the access to energy. You're being shut off. The science fiction future you're in is now a digital globe, a digital encompassing globe in which you will be completely enslaved. So all the technology is there. It's just not being used to empower you. It's being used to enslave you.
Yeah, I mean, dead on. You know, why do you need to observe everything everybody's doing? Why is Harari talking about surveillance going under the skin? Why does he need to surveil me under the skin? Why does he care what I'm doing? Why does he care what's going on in my brain? Why does he want to end privacy even of thought? Why is he saying that? Why would that be? Even if you can do it, why would you do that? Why would you want to know everything that's in my mind? And why would that be something that's any of your business? When they say that these are their goals, let's say for a second that they are nuts, because they are. I don't think there's any question about that. But let's say for a second that, you know, this isn't really possible and they're just talking. Okay, well, we've got a guy who's just talking about.
We are up against a break. Hold that thought. Pause it right there, folks. We'll be right back. Tom Renz is our guest. He was cut off by the break in the last segment. We were talking about the technological elite, the globalists wanting to enslave and eradicate humanity. They believe they've transcended it. They're telling you all of this. But Tom, you were explaining in the last segment, you were getting to the point before you were cut off before the break. Let's say they're just nuts. Let's say they're bat crap crazy. The break cut you off. Pick it up.
Yeah, well, let's say that they are nuts. Let's say that this technology is not real and they're just crazy, right? These are people who are getting invited to speak at Ivy League schools, the New York Times, they're friends with the presidents, they're the elite. Why are these lunatics being entertained? Why aren't they being shunned? I mean, if you said something racist or sexist or bigoted, you'd be shunned normally, right? These people are talking about enslaving people. They're talking about slavery. Literally, the absence of free will is slavery. That's what it is. And yet, instead of being called monsters, which they are, we're lauding them. We're holding them up as though they're some sort of intellectually superior being. I mean, it's ridiculous. Harari is a pencil neck little weenie that should have been beat up on the playground. And my dream is that someday I can throw a dodgeball at his face. I dream of that. Okay. So I got weird dreams, I guess. But, you know, I just.
It's probably better than Harari's dreams.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really want to know what he's.
You're just throwing an innocent dodgeball. He's probably thinking about something a little more dark and sordid.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. But, you know, listen, these guys. Why are we listening to these guys? Harari, you know, I mean, every time he talks, he's got to bring up his favorite guy, Hitler. I mean, this guy is like a Hitler fan. He can't stop talking without talking about Hitler. Every time he talks, if only Hitler and Stalin had had this technology. Can you imagine if these guys had this technology? I hear it so many times. I don't understand it. You know, he said he made the comment about Joseph Goebbels. Oh, that guy really gets it. You know, I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Yet he gets invited to speak. He gets invited anywhere. The guy's a monster. I mean, he's ludicrous. Yet they keep inviting him back. Somehow he is the scientific advisor, despite the fact that he's a historian. I mean, the guy's a historian, yet somehow he's the scientific advisor for the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, who, by the way, for the record, you know, every time I look at him, I just think he looks like a penis. He actually, like, if you draw a picture, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a lack of credibility, but yeah, these guys, listen,
he looks like a James Bond villain either way.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to make fun of these guys, right? Because we have to learn from our enemies and what they do. Saul Alinsky told us, You know, if you make fun of people, that's a heck of a way to diminish their power. And that's what we're doing here. I'm not afraid of Klaus Schwab. I'm not afraid of Bill Gates. I'm not afraid of Yuval Noah Harari or anybody else. The only thing that I fear on this planet is God himself. And, you know, we can't be afraid to fight these guys. And that's really the next step. The thing that we've got to do is we've got to take these. Look at that guy. Look at that creature. I mean, this is,
you can try to stop me, Thomas Renz, but you will eat the bugs, and we will microchip your brain just like everybody else. And Hitler only wishes he had this technology. We wish we had the same power and control that Hitler and Stalin and other authoritarians have had in the past. But ours will be far greater because it will be global in scale and it will be permanent once we put your microchip in your brain to control you. And then that's it for humanity. You will all die and we will transcend. I am Klaus Schwab, your new global slave master.
The beautiful thing is I hope, like, I need that clip and I want to play it repeatedly everywhere because that's actually exactly what they say. I mean, these guys are nuts and yet they're viewed as credible. These guys are insane. I'm going to tell you, Owen, better to die on your feet than live on your knees. And this is a hill that we all have to die on if we have to die. We will fight this. I'm not taking this. I'm not going to stand for them putting in my food. I'm not going to let them put. I don't trust anybody that likes Hitler to have anything to do with me. Okay. So if you're that kind of a guy, if you're a Klaus Schwab, you've all know a Harari Hitler fan, or Bill Gates, which is, you know, one and the same, or George Soros, you know, listen, you're on your own. You will not do anything to me or my family. We will not have it happen. And that is the line, right? We're doing everything we can. We're fighting it in every court we can. We're fighting it in the media. We're fighting it in the state legislatures. You know, and this is why we're doing what we're doing with House Bill 1169. You know, we did what nobody does. We posted the names of the organizations and the lobbyists opposing this bill. We also posted the names and phone numbers and emails of the committee members. Hopefully people are calling. I don't know. I'm praying that they are. If you're not, you should be, because it's your food supply that's at risk. You know, we don't have an alternative. So, you know, at this point, the real thing that we've got to do is we've got to move into the fight back. And what does that look like and how do we do it? And that's where I'm at right now.
Well, and I want to expand on that. But first, I want to get back to a kind of question you posed earlier this segment and last segment a little bit, too, which is, if you just took somebody, just let's say a neutral non-observer, and you played these clips of what Bill Gates says about getting the population to zero, or Harari says about microchipping everybody on the planet, or, you know, Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing and be happy. If you just showed those clips to a neutral non-observer, like you said, they'd be stunned. They'd be like, well, wow, these are evil people. These are tyrants. How could they ever get a platform? Well, I actually have the answer to that. This is something I've been studying for a while now. And it's not just about Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the rest of them getting a platform. It's the same thing with what they do to children, and they call it trans kids or gender affirming surgery, when it's really child abuse and genital mutilation. They have all of these different things. They have these tricks. It's like an abracadabra trick is what I usually call it, Tom. It's like abracadabra. They have these disguises like, oh, I'm a good liberal. They're not liberals. Oh, I'm no. Just pro LGBTQ plus. We're just standing against homophobes and transphobes. And so they put on these disguises of, oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, I'm just fighting for trans rights and gay rights. And then when you remove that disguise, when you pull that mask off, you find the truth. These are bloodthirsty, soul-sucking tyrants that hate humanity. And all this whole liberalism, gay flag, pride stuff, that is all a disguise for what? Same thing, Black Lives Matter. Oh, we're just here helping black people. Black Lives Matter, $2 billion, riots all year. Oh, we're just helping black people. That's all this is. You can't say anything negative about this. We're just helping black people. It's this amazing disguise. It's what the left does. It's what liberals do, from a low-level Antifa, BLM, gay flag, to the high-level Bill Gates, Harari. Oh, we're just liberals. We're just trying to empower people. No, we see through this now.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. You can always tell what they're doing because it's what they accuse us of, right? You know, I'm a huge fan of Martin Luther King. Huge fan. Martin Luther King said, let us be judged by the content of our character rather than the color of our skin. Yet now we have CRT. I fight against CRT because Martin Luther King said, you know, let's content a character over the color of skin. But yet they want to portray being against CRT as racist when CRT is inherently racist. You can always tell what they're going to do because CRT teaches the first thing you're supposed to look at is the color of someone's skin. Not in my family. We aren't bigots. And if you're a CRT person, you're a bigot. I'm sorry. You're a racist. I'm not into that. So you can tell what they're doing because they accuse you of it. Whatever they're doing is what they accuse us of. So just look at yourself, look around, ask what's Joe Biden and the left accusing us of, and you'll know that's what they are. It's real clear.
All right, Tom Renz with us. If you can do another segment, let's kind of put bookends on this and your fight to stop them from vaccinating us through the food, because that's the issue people need to be made aware of. We'll be right back.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
All right, final segment here with Tom Renz. Folks, remember, everything we do here is made possible by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We make it easy, great products, emergency food supplies, air filtration, water filtration, household needs like toothpaste. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We go out and find the highest quality product and sell it at the lowest price to fund ourselves. That's what we do here. Last segment with Tom Renz. Let's get back to the matter at hand. They want to vaccinate us through the food. Now, obviously, the most effective way to vaccinate the people is, oh, put them in fear. Oh, you need to have 20 vaccines right into your baby as soon as they're born. And if not, they're going to die from these diseases. So it's a deadly virus going around. You need a vaccine, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. Who knows how many, because this virus might kill you. Using that fear tactic, no doubt that's what they would really like to do, is just inject it right into you. But if they can't do that because of your stubbornness, your obstinance, they're going to try to do it through the food. So again, tell people where they can find more information about this. Tell people about what's going on in Missouri, because this is one of those stories that is going to be overlooked right now with all the other craziness going on, specifically the Trump indictment, but other craziness as well. But this is a story that needs highlighted.
Yeah, well, and we're fighting, and thank God. Thank you, Owen. Thank you to InfoWars. Thank you for all the people that are helping us get this out there, because, you know, listen, we're going to fight. You know, the Trump indictment's got to be fought, and I am 100% against that. And I've talked about that extensively on my show, on Tom Renz's show, and on my Rumble channel and everywhere else. But the thing is if we're all dying from poison food, it isn't going to matter who's president, right? And this is happening right now. So we need this. And the thing is this is real simple. It's a two-page bill. It's a two-page bill in a Republican state that all it does is require informed consent and disclosure. I mean, there is no reason to oppose this bill. So it's really, really an easy thing. We just got to get the Republicrats to quit selling out, right? And there's a big difference. You know, like I said, we got Holly Jones and, you know, Bill Hardwick, you know, the bill sponsor and the committee chair that are doing good stuff. We just need to get the rest of these guys off their butts, right? So we need people fighting back. We've got to continue pushing this message out. And if you go to TomRenz.com, TomRenz.com, You know, we're going to keep putting information out. And if you follow us on Twitter and Truth Social, we're going to keep putting information out. The quickest way for me to get it out, though, is Twitter and Truth Social. And, you know, we have to keep it up on timerens.com, though, too, because, you know, frankly, we just never know when we're going to get censored or how we're going to get censored or who's going to do it. I saw that the Post-Millennial Today has some stuff. Turns out that the Twitter algorithm looks like it's got some sort of a backdoor for the government to modify what they're showing. That explains a lot because, you know, we've been exposing that the DOD is very much at the core of creation of SARS-CoV-2 and also the creation and distribution of the vaccines. I mean, we've been talking about that extensively. And naturally, that's been censored like you can't believe. So, you know, I mean, the DOD is very much involved in this. The DIA, the CIA, I mean, we know that. I know you talk about it here on InfoWars, you know, but yeah, it's interesting because now we see that they're probably the ones who are modifying and doing what's happening to make sure that we're censored everywhere. And yeah, even the Renz Tom Twitter profile, I had to break a tweet up. Was it last night talking about this, about House Bill 1169, talking about Bill Gates and all these guys that are in there? I had to break it up into multiple tweets because when I put it together, it wouldn't let me post it. So I had to break it up and change the wording and post it in multiple tweets so that I could get it out there. That's content censorship, folks. There's no reason. As soon as I broke it up, it went through just fine, but it wouldn't go through until I broke it up. That's happening because our federal government, I believe, is very actively involved in the censorship of this. They're very actively working against us, and they're very actively doing everything they can to keep me silenced. I'm trying to compete with Alex for being the most censored guy on the planet right now. And so, you know, this comes back to fighting back and you guys helping me share the information, because the farther the information gets, the more we can do with it.
Well, you know, here's my thing. I see you fighting like hell. I see Clay Clark fighting like hell. I see Alex Jones fighting like hell. I've seen Donald Trump fighting like hell. And I just wonder where the sense of urgency within the Republican Party is, because there's Republicans that I like that I think are good people. I like Thomas Massie. I mean, take Rand Paul for an example. Rand Paul is definitely leading the charge against Anthony Fauci right now. But I'm just a little confused. Like, where is the sense of urgency? Where is the hit the ground running? Where is the start a project and finish it? I just don't get it. It's like, hey, we can put Fauci on the stand twice a year and get viral clips, and maybe that exposes him. But I'm sorry, that does nothing. Somebody has to pay for funding the creation of COVID-19 that led to the global pandemic. I mean, somebody needs to be charged for illegal gain of function research and funding it. I mean, but it's just like, okay, we get signs that people care. We get some nice video clips of people pretending to care in Congress, but it's like, where is the sense of urgency? Where is the actual action? Where are the people in positions of power fighting like hell, like some of us are, we the people?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna hit this real head on for you, Owen. So I like Rand Paul, and I want to support him wholeheartedly. Problem is at this point, I don't trust any politicians, any. So, you know, Rand Paul's doing a great job of making headlines, but I have never once heard Rand Paul talk about the DOD being the actual funders. And, you know, maybe he has, maybe I just haven't heard it, but the DOD is responsible for this. I don't see him calling them up and raking them over the coal. You know, Fauci was working for DOD. He was in charge of bioweapons. That's what, I mean, statutorily, why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we investigating our CIA and DIA? We know that the CIA was aware of what's going on. This looks like a botched intelligence operation. We got all sorts of info on that. It, you know, if you want to get to the bottom of it, that. But here's the thing that I don't know. I like Rand Paul. I like Ron Johnson. So Ron Johnson actually allowed me to speak, which is incredible. You know, I like all these guys. But here's the thing. My question is it form or substance? I don't know yet. And who's the cause of this? Now, we know, so I've been able to sniff out, and I can tell you, I can't go into the details because I don't want to share it publicly, because then they'd know how I did it. But we were able to catch, there were staffers in some of these state houses that are bought and paid for, they're owned by the opposition, people who hate freedom, right? We were able to sniff that out. We were able to test the theory, and it turned out to be very accurate. We also have tested it at the federal level. We know that a lot of staffers for a lot of good congresspeople are crooks. Now, here's the problem. Rand Paul, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan's a great example. Jim Jordan, who the hell do you trust if you're Jim Jordan? I mean, who do you trust? Same with Donald Trump. Everybody says, well, how is it that Trump doesn't know about this or doesn't know about that? Well, because literally, these people, our opposition, are spending they're making trillions of dollars. You can spend $1 billion on the best spies in the world to have the best influence operation in the universe around people, and it doesn't matter because you're making a trillion, right? So these guys are surrounded by crooks, they're surrounded by sellouts, they're surrounded by bad guys. So the question becomes, are the elected officials that we've got, are they garbage? Or is it their staff that's lying to them? Are they being manipulated? Are they getting the truth? And I don't know the answer to that. Like I said, I like Rand Paul. I hope he'll listen to me. I can assure you I'm not for sale, and I don't care if I make any money off of it or not. I'd love to talk with him about this stuff. I'd love to talk to Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan was my congressman and wouldn't talk to me. He said he tried to pawn me off on some staffers and ignore what I had to say. Why? What, you got a whole lot more influential people in Ohio? I mean, listen, I'm happy to talk with these guys and work with these guys. And, you know, maybe they've got liars around them. Maybe they got crooks around them. I don't know what the problem is. Don't even care. I'm not an insider, but I don't want to be an insider, and I'm not going to kiss their butt. I'm just going to keep fighting. Because the one thing I know is I don't trust politicians. They want to earn our trust. They can earn our trust, but they work for us. So they've got to earn our trust. I'm not going to kiss their butt to get their
Well, here's what scares me, Tom, in the last 60 seconds with you. Here's what scares me is that there's still this level of comfort zone that a lot of, conservatives, Republicans have, where they'll talk a big game and maybe they'll swing every once in a while when the cameras are on them, take a big swing. But other than that, they always fall right back into their comfort zone. Their bank account's doing fine. Their private property's doing fine. They're doing okay. And what I'm afraid of is that it's going to take them getting out of their comfort zone being gone, for them to actually get a sense of urgency and take real action. But that scares me because I know what that looks like. And if their comfort zone gets lost, then the rest of us are just going to be devastated.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, that's why I keep pushing. I keep fighting the censorship, trying to get support, because we're suing them. We're fighting them. We're fighting them legal. We're fighting them political. We're fighting them PR. We'll keep fighting as long as people support us and give us the help. Keep sharing. I'm going to keep fighting until God says I'm done. That's all there is to it. I don't care. I'm not trying to be anybody's friend, just trying to win our freedom.
Tom Renz, great stuff. Thank you so much.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing
using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to the system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are control of this AI system before humanity is destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWars.